Jennifer Daniel is the principal at Worsley Central School, and she joins us on the line this afternoon. Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us today. Worsley Central School is, they're building in the horticultural industry, I guess, and plus I guess they've thrown a little trades aspect in there as well, in the sense that they're building a greenhouse that's entirely student-driven. Get your comments on the fact that that's happening, please.
Well, at Worsley Central School, we're K-12, so this is a project that is aimed to involve all the students in the school, essentially. So eventually, we're going to have a garden in addition to our greenhouse. But as many people in Northern Alberta know, if you want to grow pumpkins, for example, you have to start them inside, and we don't really have a ton of room. So our goal eventually is to plant potatoes for our foods, like hot lunch program, and also to grow pumpkins so that we can carve them at Halloween time and not have to haul them in from elsewhere. In addition to that, we have students that are in high school trades courses that are going to get credit for the construction of the greenhouse. So they are out there reading the plans and measuring and cutting and screwing things together. And that's students in grades 7 through 11. And we also have a student in high school who is working on her green certificate, which is a program through the Northwestern Polytechnic College in Fairview. And so she'll get some credits for kind of managing it, if you will. She'll be helping us decide what to plant and when to plant it. And then eventually we will be able to sell bedding plants in some sort of like a farmer's market type thing, so
nice.
That our junior high students can learn about entrepreneurial skills, because they've been working on that throughout the school year in other areas. So kind of everyone's got their hands in it, but in order to do all of the things, we needed a greenhouse. So that's one of the things that we're building.
That's a lot of aspects that are being driven entirely by the students. I ask you, as the administration or part of the administration of the school, I guess, how good is it to get the students involved, not only in horticulture and trades, but all the aspects of the project that you just mentioned?
Well, I think it's absolutely essential, because these are the types of skills that they're going to be using in real life, whether it's, you know, planting a garden to feed their family, or whether it's, you know, building a shed for their yard. It's all the same set of skills. Problem solving, working together, all of those things are important. And they get to have fun doing it. They get to do it outside. It doesn't feel like work to them. So they're enjoying themselves.
Sounds fantastic. I ask you, Jennifer, how good is it to, I'm hearing that some companies around the area are getting involved, specifically, I guess, maybe getting some topsoil, et cetera. How good is it to get the companies in the area involved and have them network with the students?
Well, I think that's also really important. For one, it's just great as a school that we have the community support, so that, you know, a project like this has some costs involved, and they can help offset that by donating things like topsoil and manure and a number of other things. But it also gives an opportunity for the students to know which companies are out there and meet up with them, maybe talk about different career opportunities that might come available.
How much will this project benefit not only Worsley School, but basically the area for years to come?
Well, I think that it's a really good growth opportunity. I think that maybe we might attract a couple of families that haven't been coming to school, and they might see this as a really neat learning opportunity. And then in addition to that, I think that just in general, if we have more industry in the area, then more people are willing to stick around and continue to make the community work. So in Northern Alberta, when things out here kind of start to fade away, it's good to have a little bit of a rejuvenation. I know the county, Clear Hills County, has been working hard on getting it like more open air market type things going, and we're hoping that this project will help complement that.
Fingers crossed, I'm sure. Jennifer Daniel is the principal at Worsley Central School, and Jennifer, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.